When Professor Marcia Dawkins first heard about Google Glass, she had one thought.
I thought, this is something I definitely need for my classroom and hopefully for my personal life too.
This is biking in...
In the month that she's had Glass, Dawkins has been recording video with it while on vacation.
I'm good. How are you?
And talking to her sister in Thailand through it.
Record a video.
There's also an app that allows students to see what Dawkins sees through her glass.
You know, I often tell them at the beginning of the term, if you can see me, I can see you. But they never believe me. They think they're invisible when they're behind the laptops.
Dawkins is thinking about how the video function in Glass could enhance the learning experience, but not everyone is embracing this new technology.
With my consent, Marcia Dawkins is shooting
this video, but there are privacy concerns when Glass shoots video of people without their knowledge or their consent.
There are no problems, for example, when Dawkins shoots video of someone who knows she's doing it, but there are privacy concerns when a Glass user shoots video of people without their knowledge or their consent. John Simpson is director of the Privacy Project with Consumer Watchdog.
It's essentially going to allow people to come in and spy on you and record that without you knowing what's going on.
But Google's Chris Dale says Google Glass is designed to address that concern.
In order to activate the camera or to record a video, you have to take an explicit gesture say something out loud. So I activate the device, I say, okay, Glass, take a picture. Similarly, I have a little button on the top here that I can push. It will, again, show an explicit gesture to everybody around me that a picture is being taken or a video is being recorded.
But as seen in this YouTube video posted by filmmaker Chris Barrett, it's easy to record people without them knowing. His glass captured this arrest after a fireworks show. Mike DiGiovanni created a way to take pictures with glass with just a wink, as shown on his Google Plus webpage. Hackers have been able to get facial recognition technology to run on Glass. The technology can scan a face, identify the person, and provide information about that person. Google says it will not approve face recognition applications. Consumer Watchdog's John Simpson says it may be up to Congress to protect privacy.
I think it's going to require some serious legislation. We're going to have to pass some laws.
Marcia Dawkins says privacy concerns will be a part of her classroom discussion as she uses Glass to enhance her students' learning experience. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.